And this news update's being brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS tractor and Bad Boy Zero Turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. Come see them in their new location at North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. As well as Ashley Furniture, Home Store, and Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. As well as Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. We have two stories on Jared Cash Butterfield, one from Huron County District Court and one from Huron County Circuit Court. In a dramatic turn of events at the Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris's courtroom, a high-stakes legal battle unfolded with significant implications. Jared Cash Butterfield's defense attorney, Jessica Riske, sought to disqualify the entire prosecutor's office, citing an alleged conflict of interest. The core of their argument? The complainant in the case reportedly spoke with the elected prosecutor, Mr. Rakowski, just a week before giving testimony, a conversation the defense claimed was improperly withheld. They argued this made the prosecutor a necessary witness, creating an undeniable conflict. However, the court swiftly denied this motion, ruling there was no conflict, no discovery violation, and the prosecutor was not a material witness. But the courtroom drama did not end there. The most serious charge, criminal sexual conduct in the third degree, was dismissed. Despite evidence of sexual intercourse, Judge Ferris found a critical gap in the testimony. The witness explicitly stated she was not forced, and crucial details about how the encounter progressed were notably absent. Without proof of force or coercion, the court discharged the defendant on that count. Looking ahead, the defense will continue to represent the defendant on the related misdemeanor charges, with plans to proceed to trial. This arrangement was approved by the court for judicial economy, setting the stage for further legal proceedings. While in a dramatic turn of events in Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Prill's courtroom, Jared Cash Butterfield has pleaded not guilty to a litany of serious charges, setting the stage for a high-stakes jury trial next summer. Butterfield faces an 8-count information, including assault with intent to do great bodily harm, even by strangulation, multiple domestic violence charges, weapons possession by a prohibited person, and 3 counts of felony firearm. Notably, a request to add criminal sexual conduct charge was denied by district court, solidifying the current formidable list of accusations. The defendant, currently held in federal custody, will require in-person appearances, adding a layer of logistical complexity to the proceedings. His defense attorney, Jessica Riske, has signaled an aggressive legal strategy, promising a flurry of written motions well before the final pretrial conference. With a $100,000 cash surety bond continued, the legal battle's officially underway. A jury trial is now slated for August the 25th, with a critical plea cutoff and final pretrial conference scheduled for August the 3rd. All eyes will be on Judge Prill's courtroom as this complex case unfolds. And inside Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Prill's courtroom, where a complex legal battle's gaining momentum, the case of the people of state of Michigan versus Jeremy Lee Tan saw its latest developments, with the defendant appearing remotely from the Huron County Jail. The spotlight is currently on newly appointed defense attorney Kyle T. O'Mara, who's just inherited a voluminous amount of discovery. He's still sifting through the details and hasn't even had a chance to fully consult with his client. Despite this, the court's pushing forward, balancing the need for due process with the victim's desire for a swift resolution. Judge Prill set a firm September 22nd date for a jury trial, expected to last 4 days, but before that, a critical final pretrial is slated for August the 31st, serving as a hard deadline for all motions, plea agreements, and crucial notices like alibi defenses. Any pleas after this date will be strictly limited to all counts. Adding another layer to the proceedings, the defendant remains held on a $100,000 cash or surety bond, a figure the defense may challenge down the line. To bridge the gap until the main events, an interim pretrial has been scheduled for April 13th, giving Kyle T. O'Mara a crucial few weeks to catch up. It's a race against the clock in Huron County as legal gears start turning in a high-stakes September showdown. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morrell Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morrell. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morrell Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morrell Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And we do have one obituary this morning. Rodney John Weiss, age 83, of Port Hope, passed away Friday, March 20th. He was born January 16th, 1943, and went on to marry Janet Smaltz on October 6, 1962. Rodney is survived by his children, Deborah, Cindy, Brenda, Rodney Jr., and Randy, as well as his 12 grandchildren and 19 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Rodney will be on Thursday, March 26th at 11 a.m. at St. John Lutheran Church of Port Hope. Cremation will follow. Visitation for Rodney will be on Wednesday, March 25th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Visitation on Thursday will be at the church beginning at 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 a.m. A scripture service will take place Wednesday at 5:45 at the funeral home. Memorials may be given to St. John Lutheran Church Ladies Auxiliary, and you can share your memories with the family at RamseyFH.com.
Take up to 25% off store-wide and up to 40% off accessories at Ashley's and Bad Axe. Help us celebrate over 80 years of quality furniture at affordable prices with the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Take up to 25% off store-wide during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Plus, come check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. We also have hot buys on select power reclining furniture and hot buy queen bed frame starting at just $399. Looking to add that personal touch of style? No worries. Save up to 40% off accessories during the Ashley Anniversary Sale in Bad Axe. Want to buy now and pay later? You can. No interest until 2031. Visit Ashley's in Bad Axe and ask us how. Don't wait, because this is a limited time offer that you don't want to miss. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with more news. The death toll's risen to 66 after a Colombian military aircraft carrying 125 people crashed in a remote region near the border with Peru. Search and rescue teams are struggling with difficult terrain as they search for survivors among the wreckage. And in response to critical staffing shortages and massive wait times, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have been deployed to several international airports The move is intended to assist with security and processing as the TSA struggles to maintain operations during the ongoing budget standoff. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer in Bad Axe, as well as Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community, our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.